Welcome to No Duct Tape, the podcast that celebrates the strength in vulnerability and empowers you to embrace your authentic self. I'm your girl Ify, your guide through this transformative exploration of personal stories and growth. How can we create a safe and open space for everyone to thrive and be their best selves? What does it take to overcome societal expectations and speak up with unveiling conviction? Well, together we'll peel back the layers of experiences, uncovering the wisdom gained from our unique paths. Are you ready to embrace vulnerability and unlock the boundless possibilities that await you? Let's embark on this extraordinary adventure of self-discovery and personal empowerment.
We go through a lot all the time. We go through a lot. We are always trying to figure life out. But I think it just gets a little bit messy with time as you are trying to maneuver and move around and figure some things out. Life is hard. I'm telling you right now, life is hard each and every day. I think, and I'm like, my goodness, life is hard. Welcome to yet another episode of No Duct Tape. I'm your girl, Ify. Welcome to Jam It. Today, I'm hoping it's going to be a little bit light, but it feels like it's going to be a little bit heavy on my heart. So, I've been going through a lot of emotional turmoils or something like that. And I've been asking myself for the longest time, what's going on? Ding dong, you know? Cool. So I'm a sucker for, you know, loving people, you know, taking care of people, being there for my people, and quite recently lost a friend, not to death. No, we're not friends anymore. I also lost my job. I was retrenched for financial reasons and whatnot. So there's just been a lot that's been going on. There's a guy that I was flinging with and he has decided to disappear, or not disappear per se, but yo, there's only so much a girl can take. Like, I'm not gonna beg someone to do or to be what they don't want to be, especially if they're the ones that pursued you. It's like, you disturbed my peace, nigga. You know, but anyway, so I've been struggling to sleep actually for about 5 days or so. I don't understand why. So in the middle of the night, I would be thinking about so many things and I would have a lot of insomnia. So insomnia has been, you know, kicking my ass for a minute. And I'm trying to get myself out of that funk, right? Cool. My prayers have been a little bit, you know, not aggressive, but yo, I find myself not even understanding where my words come from. It's like the Holy Spirit is actively residing in me. Like, the Holy Spirit is actively, you know, trying to get words out of me. I'm trying to, you know, figure myself out and stuff. I was actually told that I am destined for great things. I just need to believe it more and, you know, actually live it out in my life, right? So I started off this podcast episode by saying that life is hard, right? I believe that I'm a beacon of light. I believe that, you know, God is using me to help my friends, help those that I can. And I think typically No Duct Tape is an embodiment of that, you know, giving out advice, sharing, you know, personal stories and giving that context as to, you know, how we can deal with and. Cool. So quite recently, I've been struggling with sleeping, and last night, actually, I realized, or rather in the AMs when I was trying to sleep and I still couldn't at 5, I actually experienced, you know, the loss of my uncle again. So I missed him from scratch. I cried a bit. And there's just been a lot that has been weighing on me. So the element of life is hard stems from we go through so much each and every day of our lives and we keep quiet. For majority of the time, you know, we go out into the world, we smile, we laugh, and people have this perception, okay, no, she's good. And nobody ever asks, right? I went on TikTok and somebody passed away. I forgot who it is. but the surname is Cloud, right? An artist also. He lost his father a week prior and then he passed away. And so the video says, check on your people. You don't have to start the conversation, hey, hi, how are you, blah, blah, blah. But you can just say, I love you, and have them know that you're there for them. And to be quite honest, it's true. It's true. Life is so hard that we take on so much. We take on so much because we think we need to have it all figured out. We think we need to be the perfect best friend. We think we need to be the perfect girlfriend. We feel like we need to be the best daughter. We feel like we need to be, you know, a provider. There's so many things that we feel that we need to take care of, that we need to be a part of, that we need to do all the time, that we forget to take a step back and just exhale and breathe just for a second. Life is hard. And it's so hard to keep friends. It's so hard to keep a job. It's so hard to live in the world that we live in. So I was talking to my mother and my grandmother this morning, and we were talking about our South African justice system, how disappointing it is, how we're dealing with so much. I even said, it is so difficult and so painful that you wake up in the morning and you need to leave your house, but you're constantly scared. It's like our justice system has failed us as women, has failed us as children, has failed us as people, because, you know, one moment you go report that somebody did something to you, and then jiggy jiggy, they're out on bail or they free, you know? And life is hard. You're just trying to figure out, what's my next move, you know? I missed my uncle in the AMs because I realized how much of a pillar he was. My uncle had his own issues. He was so stubborn. He was so strict, and he wanted things his way, yada, 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 and all these different things. But you know what made him stand out more than anything is that he was kind and he was present, and he made sure that in everything that he did it wholeheartedly. I would call him at very odd hours of the day and I say, you know, I need 300 bucks or whatever. And he would come back from wherever he is and he would come back with that money. He was my pillar. He was the reason that I am where I am today. You know, being in my own room and being able to see things that were bought for me or things that I wear, you know, how simpler it was when he was alive. Life is hard. You sit down and you're like, I just want to figure it out. But the question is, will you figure it out? Can you figure it out? We pray each and every day and we're like, God, please help us. Please, you know, extend your grace to me. Please extend your hand and give me abundance. Give me contentment. Let me be content. Let me be humble. Yo, let me ooze God appeal. Let me be a testimony to others. It's all these different things. And I remember yet another TikTok video that I saw today. This girl, she said that she used to live with someone and they had a falling out and that person kicked her out. A roommate of hers kicked her out. And she cried on the pavement outside for like 2 hours, you know. She had been sleeping on floors, you know, at centers that she would go to or whatever. And then finally she got a room, a back room. It was very tiny. She shared a video of where she lived. And with the grace of God, right now she's able to afford a 2-bedroom apartment. I mean, see that. See that. God is good. Look, life is hard, but it's worth it. It's worth it. We don't have it all figured out. We really, really don't. We don't have it all figured out. And I'm here to be that voice to say, you don't have to have it figured out. Trust God. You know, cast your burdens unto God and let Him carry you. You don't have this, you don't have to carry this weight on your shoulders. You don't have to be in charge of how your friends see you. You're not, actually, it's not your job. It's not your job. All you need to do is live. Take it a day as it comes. Breathe. You know, breathe in, breathe out. You don't have to have it all figured out. Miss those that you miss. Cry if you need to cry. Do what you need to do, because life is hard. Don't let everything else in it be a contributing factor to it being hard. It's hard to wake up in the morning without a job. it's hard in the morning to, you know, figure out how you're going to heal from the traumas of your past or yesterday's traumas. Life is hard. Pick yourself up and just be. You don't have to have it all figured out. God has never expected any of his children to have it figured out. He said, I know the plans for your life, the lives to prosper you. He's the one that's working tirelessly. In fact, he's a jealous God. He doesn't expect you to have it all figured out. In fact, he says rest. I do my best work when you're resting, because then I know that you trust me. I know that you have faith in me. Trust God. When that friend of yours tells you that you're not doing enough, it's okay. Trust God. Each and every one of us are going through whatever it is that we're going through on a day-to-day basis. And we just want to find our footing in the world. But let me tell you something. If someone makes you feel like you have to have this whole life thing figured out, F them. You don't have to have everything figured out. Waking up in the morning is a new journey of its own. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if you're going to walk into a wall. You don't know if you're going to be hearing a dog barking at you for no reason. You don't know if it will be your last day on earth. You don't know. You genuinely don't know. So let me remind you, life is hard. But you don't have to have everything figured out. In fact, make it a little bit easier for you by saying, yo, God, it's up to you. I'm trusting you. I'm giving it all to you. I don't want this anymore. And let God be in the driver's seat. I remember an ex of mine used to say, Jesus, take the wheel. And in fact, I would encourage you to say that to God. Jesus, take the wheel. I don't want to do this on my own. In fact, I choose not to do it on my own. My dear brother, my dear sister, life is hard. And you just have to choose how far you're willing to go in order for you to make it. But don't stretch yourself too thin because of the things of the world. Life is hard. I know I'm reiterating this so much because I wanted to sink in that it is not up to you to make life easy. It's up to God. Trust Him. Trust God all the days of your life. Wake up in the morning, go to work. Bona, pela soft life. Breathe in, breathe out, but yo, let God. You don't have to have it all figured out. In fact, nobody expects you to have it figured out. Those that expect you to have it figured out, yeah. Work hard, make money. Go and drink a mimosa in the morning. Go have a glass of wine at the end of the day. Go out with friends, go partying, go, yo, do it all. But live your life the way that you want it to be. But don't make it any harder than it already is. So many aspects of life have made life so much difficult. A little bit more unbearable to live in. We've dealt with so many things, and that's another thing that I'll delve into in a little later stage, but it's not your burden to carry. It really isn't. But I hope and pray that even in knowing that life may be hard, that you will fight. You will fight to stay alive. You will fight to live yet another day and trust that God will persevere in you, that He will make sure that you prosper. I don't know who needed to hear that, but I needed to hear it. This is No Duct Tape. Thank you for listening. I'm your girl, Ify. Until our next session.
Thank you for joining us on this thought-provoking episode of No Duct Tape, where we've explored the importance of creating a safe, open space for personal growth and empowerment. I hope you were inspired to embrace vulnerability, to speak up, and to take steps forward, becoming the best version of yourself. Remember, your story has the power to impact others and create positive change. Join us again next time as we continue to uncover the untold stories and amplify diverse voices. Together, let's build a community where authenticity and acceptance reigns. Until then, keep sharing, keep growing, and keep shining your light. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your girl, Ify. Ciao. No Duct Tape. Embracing vulnerability and building an inclusive community.